This is Jonathan in London.
And this is Gabriel in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to Calling Long Distance, the only podcast show to come from London and Los Angeles at the same time. Booga booga.
Ooga booga.
Yeah, ooga booga.
Do you have the caveman flu or something?
Yeah, I'm feeling tribal. Ooga booga.
Okay.
No, that was a message to a friend of mine.
Oh,
he only
really?
Speaks caveman. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Shout out to listener Juwan because I saw him out at the club last night.
Again.
Yeah, if you want to hang Juwan. Out with me and you live in Los Angeles, you just got to let me know because I hang out with listeners all the time.
Hey, Juwan. What Howdy, were you, man. Juwan, out last night?
You're so funny.
Juwan, I do something better. Clearly to because who
I
would
got in a fist
be going
with,
to the same places
with
as Gabriel
last
talking,
night.
I'm talking
over another girl, if you can even imagine that.
I'm talking.
I felt absolutely ridiculous and confused, but
I was
anyway,
talking.
Shall I tell you what happened? I was out with listening.
I was
Ashley,
talking though, so I didn't hear what you were saying at all.
God,
what were you doing anyway?
I was out with listener Sheila.
Oh, I love Sheila.
I know. She misses you terribly, that girl.
I love Sheila.
Yeah, we were like, Ricky, where are you, Ricky?
Oh, I'm jealous now. I've got little teary eyes.
Oh. Well, listen, I had a weird night because I was out with listener Sheila, and I almost got into a fist fight with a lesbian. A lesbarican. Yeah.
Why, what did you do? Because... Was she trying to get feel up Sheila?
Yes. We were getting jiggy on the dance
floor.
No. No, listen, we were getting jiggy on the dance floor, and this lesbian was all over her. And
she, oh, I knocked her out.
And Ashley was, like, getting annoyed. She was like, haha, it was funny at first, and then she started getting annoyed because the girl was, like, really aggressively dancing with her. And so then I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I was, like, trying to nonchalantly, like, cut in and, like...
Did you try and Bollywood her out, put your hands together,
exactly.
Like, praying, and then, like...
Yes. I tried to do the Bollywood action, and she pushed me and almost pushed me down. She was ready to box, and I was like, first of all, this is ridiculous because number one, you're a girl. Number two, Ashley's straight, and you're not even going to get anywhere. Even if you kick my ass, you're not going to get anywhere with Ashley. It's not going to do any good. And third of all, why am I getting into a fight with a lesbian over another girl? Like, I was like, what is going on?
You're right.
I was like, what am I doing? And I was like, sorry, Ashley, you're on your own. But then the chick was like really, like, being really super aggressive with Ashley, and where Ashley was like starting to get upset about it. And her friends were doing nothing. Anyways, we finally somehow got rid of her because I don't know what
happened. Where were you?
We were at the Last Chance Saloon. A.K.A. Rage.
I knew you were going to say that. That's a Juwan hangout.
It's a Juwan hangout. But also, our listener friend works there, so it's kind of like...
listener friend?
Our listener friend, Hadrian.
No way!
Didn't you know?
No!
Oh my god, what? Yeah.
You never told me that.
Yeah, listener Hadrian works there, and remember the night I went out with listener Katie and listener Ashley, and we went to Rage, and we got jiggy with it, and I ended up walking home somehow in the middle of the night, and that's because we went and visited listener Hadrian, who was bartending, and gave us all free drinks.
You never ever told me that.
Weird, we haven't talked in ages, I guess.
Well, you didn't call me, so there.
That was last month.
Well, thanks for updating me. Thank you very much. Supposed to be my best friend.
Oh, you know
whatever.
What? It happened after our last show. That's why.
Well, clearly, because, you know, thanks.
Oh, well. Anyways, hey, you can listen to our interview with Joy Radio in Australia if you want to.
It's not an interview. Listen, Gabriel and I took over the airwaves of joy.
Yeah, it wasn't an interview.
And there was actually some joy to listen to because they called us for like a chit chat, like they do. When is it? Monthly we do it? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever we feel like, you know, brightening up the lives of Australians. And so Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, they call us once a month. Anyway, they called us, but we were like, this is boring. Your show's boring. So we made it our show on their show.
Yeah.
It was so great. Basically, it's joying long distance.
Yeah.
Long distance. We took over the airwaves, and you can listen to it on Google it. I don't know, Joy 94.9 or something. Whatever, Google it. But it's funny. Joy blog, we'll whatever.
Maybe we'll put a link on our website or some bullshit.
Yes, that's what we'll do. Well done, Gabe. That's it. We will put a link on the show synopsis. Exactly. I was thinking that myself. That we'll put a show link synopsis link to directly connect you to the audio in which we feature. I was going to do that. Actually, I was writing it down as you were talking with my pencil and my pad.
Well, it's a good thing
I was taking a letter, Miss Jones.
It's a good thing I said it out loud for everyone else who maybe didn't know.
Yeah. If you're listening on iTunes, just read the text now there. And then if you're listening on our website, callingondistance.net, just look down, scroll down under the mildly witty photo, and there'll be a link.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. What have you been up to?
I'm a drone, and I work in a beehive. That's what I feel like. I'm working in an entertainment center. That's all I'm saying. Very
hugely
global. It's
occupying all of your time because I can't even talk to you on the phone ever.
I know, it's awful. It's a globally world famous entertainment center, and I'm putting the ent entertainment. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a drone, and I work in there. I come in, I go to work, I work for hours and hours, and then I leave, and I come in and go work for hours and hours, and I leave, and it's never ending. And I'm not the queen bee in that hive. I'm just one little worker bee in a honeycomb of many. Do you like my analogies? Uh-huh. I'm getting all spiritual. I just came back from the gym. I'm like, I'm a bit zen.
Oh, really?
I'm red, but zen. I'm red zen.
Well, I was going to go to the gym today, not to work out, more to work on my tan, but it's overcast.
You can still get a suntan if it's overcast.
Be like dangerously burnt. But I need to go today because there's a pool party on Monday that I'm going to, and I need to be tan and fit if I'm going to be.
There you go.
I'll probably go later. I'm a bit hungover from last night.
Oh my god, listen to this. Speaking of the gym. Okay. So, I went to my gym last Saturday morning. And then I went, 2 weeks ago I went to the gym to Saturday morning spin session, okay? And then the first time I went to Saturday morning spin session, there was this amazing Adonis sex god guy, super cute, just a little bit shorter than me, so like just tiny bit under 6 foot. Dark hair, dark skinned, and with a beard, and sexy, and well, muscly, but not too, you know, ridiculous. And I was like spinning like crazy, staring in the mirror because he was next to me, but I was like, you know, the big mirrors that go around the room. I was like spinning into my dream date, basically. And he was cheating. You know, I can't bear cheaters in the spin class. He wasn't quite turning up his resistance. He wasn't quite doing all the right moves. But I think he was watching me and learning, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a kind of a joke.
Oh, right. Okay. That was kind of a laugh.
And you're kind of an asshole. Anyway, so then that was that week. And then last week, I purely, solely went. Because I have this dilemma every time my alarm goes off on a Saturday morning. I'm like, do I just turn it off and forget that ever happened? Or B, do I get up and go and see Dream Man?
Yeah.
I was like, please let him be there. Please, dum, ba, dum, ding, da. Please let him be there. Please let him be there. Do, 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 do. And I went to the class. And there he was. He was there on his bike, ready to go.
Ooh.
And I was like, I didn't do anything because whatever. It was a busy class. I just took my bike like a respectable individual. And then I spun like crazy. Which is kind of a tricky thing because I want to do the class really good and everything. But at the same time, it makes me go red like a beetroot. Like, you can't believe how red I go. I look like I'm going to have a heart attack and die. You know I've had issues before. The teachers like ask me if I'm okay. But I'm fine. Shut up. I mean, I have a headache for 7 days afterwards, but I am fine. Anyway, so We did the spring class and everything. And then I was like, I don't know, I got a drink of water or something. And I was like, he skedaddled off into the showers. And I was like, getting a drink of water. No, listen. So I was like, damn it. So I was like, literally running up the steps into the changing rooms. And then coming out was him. And I was like, and I don't know what I was doing. I don't know where this is the exciting bit. He said, hello. I almost fell down the stairs backwards.
Did you say anything sort of back to him?
I went, ugh. With like sweat running down my face and like bright red and probably bloodshot eyes. I kind of went, I was so nervous and excited. I was like, and I laughed and went past and then like slid over on the tiled floor. I don't know. So this week, that's I'm gonna scary. Like be, hey, hi. I don't know what to do.
Just say hi. Just
be like, it could be that like he's just, like desperate
just be
to
like,
ask me to.
Just be like, all right, mate.
Do you know what? That's actually what he said. I just translated for international listeners. He actually went, all right, mate, and I went, look, and I meant to say all right back, but it was just went.
You went.
So anyway, no, this week, look, there's three options. Okay, this week I say hi, I make a big point of it. B, I just keep it on the DL, I'm like, all right, like that, whatever. And then C, I don't do anything at all. Now, because I'm wondering, does he really want to go for a coffee with me? Does he really think I'm a freak and tell his girlfriend about me when I get home? Or B, does he think I'm a freak and tell his boyfriend about me when I get home? Any of the above, it could be.
Or C, is he completely indifferent and just sees you looking at him the whole
See,
time.
He doesn't even know who I am, doesn't even remember who I am, and doesn't realise that I stare at his crotch for an hour whilst he's moving his legs back and forwards.
He completely knows. That's why he said something to you.
Shut up. No, he doesn't. I'm like James Bond.
What?
I'm operator. I'm like... not even looking at you, not even looking at you. Because don't forget, when we're out, when you and I are out, you have to listen to me if this is going to work. That's how a conversation operates. Don't you remember that when me and you are out, I'm all like 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and you're all like spinning around like a freak and really obvious, and your wig flies off. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm like secret squirrel.
You are completely... Speaking of secret squirrels, oh my god, I almost got attacked by a fucking squirrel the other day.
Oh, shut up.
I am not even fucking kidding you. I was walking down the street with my coworker, who can vouch for this story. We're walking along and we're like, oh, look at the cute squirrel on the sidewalk as we're walking towards it. And we're like, geez, he's not afraid of people, is he? He's not even moving. And then we get closer and then he stands up on his hind legs and we're like, man, that squirrel is like really used to people. It's really an urban squirrel. And then we get closer and he like turns towards us and starts coming at us. And we're like, ah! And we stopped. We're like, shoo, and he was like at my feet and he was like going like making squirrel noises. He was and we were like, ah, we turned around and ran down the street with our arms flailing. We almost got
were you in a tourist area?
Yes, but he was gonna because eat us.
I know, they do eat people. That happened to my friend in Hyde Park. She was like, she came over from Holland and she was like, taking a walk through Hyde Park. And she was like, oh, what a cute squirrel, or squealo, as she calls them. And she like was like, you know, like bent down and kind of went like that to it. And it was like, hey, and just ran up a leg and hooked itself onto her nunu. And she was like doing groin thrusts to try and get it off, but she couldn't bring herself to touch it.
And
eventually it ran off, but like only because of its own choice. It was literally upside down, just hanging on, like do what you like. I'm a squirrel, I can swing from branches. Hanging off your nunu is no problem for me.
Your nunu.
I know, right? Can you believe it? Poor Martina.
It was Martina.
And she was freaked out. She was so freaked out. I was like, why do you touch those things? They've got things living on them. Fleas. Ugh. They're disgusting.
Her nunus, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I know. I know. I love squirrels.
That shit. Oh, that shit only happens to Martina. And I would pay to see money.
I know. That's the quickest she'd ever moved in her whole life.
Pay money to see that. That's terrible.
So what did you do with the squirrel? Did it, like, run up and chew your wig off?
We ran, and it did not come after us, but I'm telling you right now, I would have killed the squirrel if it came down to it, because I would have beat the shit out of it with my bag. I mean, I feel terrible about that. I'm all like, animal rights, PETA, yeah, yeah, whatever. But, like,
if well, it's fine. As long as you make a scarf or a necklace out of it, then it's justified.
I mean, I would have made gloves out of it. It's not like I would have just killed it and left it to waste. I would have actually used it, but anyway.
I would have at least made a keychain from the tail.
Anyway.
Anyway, they're vermin. I think, you know, you can just get rid of them.
Yeah, they're gross. They're rats, basically. I mean, they're cute, whatever, but not really, but anyway. I don't know, but guess what? I know how to speak sign language.
All right, speak some sign language to me now.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Say hello, my name is Gabriel. This really isn't a wig.
Okay. Hello, my name's Gabriel. Isn't it really a wig?
That's not sign language.
Yeah, that's how sign language people speak.
Oh my god, you're so racist. I can't even talk to you anymore.
They can't hear me. It's okay, they're deaf. They can't hear
me. Oh my god, you're racist. Listen to you. What if someone is signing this podcast into translation for a deaf person?
That would be really funny if they were.
That happens on the TV then here, I will on
say,
a Sunday.
If they are sign language,
in the UK, UK, deaf people only watch TV on a Sunday, and all the programs have signing hands next to it. So maybe in some place on a Sunday, maybe someone signs the podcast Calling on Distance. They're not going to listen anymore. They're going to send you hate mail.
No, they're not.
I can sign. Ready? I can sign. What do you want me to say?
Well, hold on. Before you can sign, I want you to know that I learned how to sign because I watched the movie It's All Gone, Pete Tong.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they speak it's okay because it's okay to be deaf.
Did Matt make you watch that?
No. Listener Ashley did. But it's okay to be deaf. Okay, tell me something in time. Say, Gabriel King is the funniest person.
Okay. I'll put something like that. I'll do it. Okay, ready? Okay, what do you think? See, I'm perfect. I'm fluent.
I couldn't hear you.
Because I signed it, duh. But you okay, I'll do something else. Ready?
Okay.
There you go. What did I say?
You said Jonathan is actually funnier than Gabe, but whatever.
Funnily enough, actually, you must be telepathetic because that's exactly what I said.
No, I speak sign language too. I know what you said because I speak sign language also.
But you can't see me sign.
But I can hear you, so I can hear the
Listen, you freak. That's not true. I heard, is it an urban myth or what, that if you, like, forget your car keys at home or something, or you lock your keys in the car, and then you can get, like, someone who's got a spare set at home to hold the keys up to the cell phone, and then you put your cell phone by the window of the car and they press the button and the doors will open.
Shut up. No.
That's what I'm hearing right now in the urban land.
You have to have an iPhone to do it?
No, any phone. Any cell phone.
Do you call a number?
Yeah, of course you call the fucking person who's got the keys.
So, hold on a second. So, you've locked your keys in the car. So, here I come.
All right. Imagine your car didn't get repossessed and you still had a car.
Okay. And you had the exact same kind of car?
No. I'm at home and I've got the spare set of keys to your car before it got repossessed.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right? Have you got... You are at the gym and you drove in your car to the gym. But...
I locked my keys in the car.
You were like... distracted by a guy and you left the keys in the ignition and then, you know, you left the car and it locked, whatever, or you got out the passenger side or something weird like that and the car was locked, or you left the car and it locked itself because, you know, and then I'm at home and you call me and you're like, Jonathan, can you get the spare set of keys and press the button on the keychain because I need to unlock my car, and you hold the phone next to your car and I press the button and the doors pop open.
Shut up, that is insane.
That's what I'm hearing on the urban legend grapevine.
Well, maybe it works, but does it work through a frequency like that? Is that how... I mean...
I don't know. I guess I should try it.
That's interesting.
Oh, I don't have a spare set of keys to my car.
I have a spare set of keys to my car, but that doesn't really do any good.
Oh, no, hold on. It doesn't matter, though, because I'm not doing it by accident. I can plan it. I can lock my car, then walk away, and then use it to call... Okay, I could do it. I'll test it. All right. Listen, by next show, I will know the answer to that urban legend, perfect. Everybody. If you want to test it out in the meantime, please go ahead and let us know.
What about on your dad's Jaguar?
And don't bother emailing us. Just message.
Surely your dad's Jaguar has that kind of a key system that you could do it, right?
Hey, I've got it on my Ford. Shut up. I don't need to use my parents' cars. I could do it on my Ford, all right? Whatever. I know you're anti-Ford, but, you know.
I'm not really anymore.
Since you don't have any wheels of your own, you can't be anti-anything, to be honest. Do-do-do-do. Anti-bus, maybe.
I'm anti-anything that,
Right, now, can you please explain to people the realness of your situation right now?
The realness of my situation right now? What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Well, you're not in your bedroom, you're in your roommate's room, and the reason you're not in your bedroom is because you left your bedroom because there's somebody in your room, and you need to just fess up a little bit about what's going on, and why it was so hard for me to get through to you today.
Well, basically, I had to get an early start today on my day, because I had to do this and other things, so I had a yoga instructor come over last night so that we could get up early first thing and do yoga.
Where did you meet the yoga instructor?
At a rendezvous point. AKA Rage. Listen,
so you went to Rage last night.
You
got drunk off your trolley, tried to fight a dyke, and then brought a guy home. Is that the sum total of it?
Well, yeah. I guess if you have to have the horrible naked truth, that's basically it.
Well, you said the word naked, not me. So, this guy is in your room right now. What's the deal? It's the morning after, right?
Yeah, it's the afternoon after, actually.
Oh, so it must have gone well, because if he hasn't ran out the door...
No, I can't get rid of him.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't want him to leave,
Does he listen to the show?
He could be my new husband.
Oh, God, whatever. Okay, fine. Well, listen, is he out of earshot? I mean, do you want to see him again? Well, tell us. Give us a scoop.
Yeah, I do. He's really sexy, and he's my age, and,
Fucking miracle, that is.
Yeah, it is, actually. And, he's hot. He's really gorgeous. He's really butch. Butch Cassidy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's sexalicious. He's bald.
And
he's all tattooed out, and he dresses like a cholo.
Okay. You know, it's horses for courses, isn't it?
Whoops. It's what? Horses for courses?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, some horses like some courses, and your course ain't for my horse.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course.
Six and a half of a dozen of another, a bigger square, in other words.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Did you know that there was an old woman who swallowed a spider?
What?
It wriggled and jiggled and wriggled inside her.
Yeah, I knew about that.
Say what?
I know about that.
Do you know what happened next?
The spider?
No. So, yeah, I just wanted... basically, there was this old woman who swallowed a fly. No. I mean, I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. Yeah.
I know this old woman who swallowed
There was
a fly.
Actually also an old woman who swallowed a spider. It wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. So, basically, she swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Oh.
There was an old woman who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird. Swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
But there was an old woman who swallowed a horse.
Oh my god.
She's dead, of course.
Sucker. Nah.
I don't know, that just tickled me like a spider for some reason that came into my head.
I will.
Good. Well, I guess it's that time of the day.
Yeah.
Where I have to say, get lost, you're costing me too much. I mean, goodbye.
Okay, because also I called you, but anyways, yeah. All right, listen, yeah, we'll rendezvous next week or something.
Okay, I want full lowdown detail when you're clear to speak.
Okay, I will give you that. And also, I'm going to a pool party on Monday.
Think secret squirrel.
So, we'll... Anyways, I love you, everybody. Thanks for listening to our...
okay, a spontaneous love, everybody. So, for me, Jonathan
and
in London.
Gabriel in Los Angeles. Thank you for listening to Calling Long Distance, the only show to come from London and Los Angeles.
At the same time.
Bye.